Now the KTRS Radiothon to support the Backstoppers continues on the Big 550 and KTRS.com. This hour of the 6th annual KTRS Radiothon is brought to you by Cutest Funeral Homes, Lauren Risley Real Estate, Lenny Plumbing, Golden Oak Lending, Altair Travel and Cruises, Kirkwood Florist. Thank you for your generous support of the Backstoppers. To make a donation, go to KTRS.com and click on the Backstoppers logo.
And now, here are Heidi Glaus, Josh Gilbert, and Bob Ramsey on KTRS.
Sherika Wilson, like many of us, when she was little, wanted to be just like her mom. Her mom, Sharice Bishop, was an EMT and went into cardiac arrest while performing CPR. Sherika, how old were you at the time?
I was 7 years old.
Oh. Wow. Tell us about your mom.
Well, most people would describe my mom as Sunshine. That was actually her nickname around the firehouse. She was always had a bright smile, always ready to go to work. I remember often whenever she was going to work, she would always say, "I'll see you later. I got to go save another life." Oh. So now every time that I get ready for work, I definitely take that with me.
Yeah, and I know she was an EMT, but she really wanted to be a paramedic, right?
Yes, ma'am. She was a week away from graduating. I recently graduated as a paramedic and got my license to honor her and fill out everything that she had worked so hard for.
I was going to say, you didn't just want to be like your mom. You set a goal to walk in her footsteps, and now you're a paramedic firefighter in the same firehouse that she was working in, right?
Yes, ma'am. I work with some of the same people that she did, and they have truly taken me underneath their wing.
It is a family, and so is Backstoppers. What do you remember about Backstoppers stepping in when you lost your mom?
Well, at the time I was 7, so my granny handled a lot of the conversation with the Backstoppers. As I got older, got into high school, I got into sports, I wanted braces, I wanted all these things, and I remember I would talk to certain representatives that would help me with everything that I needed as far as medical bills, any extracurricular activities, uniform, anything that I needed, they were right there the entire time.
Which is just remarkable because, I mean, your granny, I'm sure, had so many other things to worry about. That's one thing that she didn't. She knew that you were going to be taken care of.
For sure. They were there the entire time, even down to the grieving aspect of me. They made sure I had counselors, that I was able to get any therapy that I needed to overcome this new tragedy. Even now, they help me with my medical expenses, help me through paramedic school. Anything, they were always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and making those kind of contacts, so many of us, and I'm not taking shots at other industries, but you have a medical issue and you want to go through your insurance company or any kind of a contractor kind of thing. Sometimes it's maddening to try and get a hold of people. The Backstoppers aren't that way.
Not at all. They're always one call, one email away. And if they can't do it right then and there, they, less than a week, they have answers or they have steps that, you know, that they have to take or that you have to take.
Yeah. And Sherika, now that you're on the other side and you're a paramedic firefighter, does it kind of give you peace of mind that you know that they'll be there for you in that other sense as well?
Absolutely. Every time, I'm sure anybody that works in my field can vouch, we get up every day, we put our uniform on, and it's a selfless thing. We don't think about ourselves. We think about everybody else. So it's good to know that we do have a whole group of people that do think about us and our family because we go and we serve the community every single day without thinking about ourselves.
Yeah, and we are so thankful for you. How's it been with all of this snow and ice? Have you guys been busier than ever?
We have. I don't know if you can tell, my voice is a little raspy. I'm just getting over a cold from, I worked during the snowstorm.
Oh, boy.
And it was absolutely terrible, but everybody was safe. It wasn't too much going on in the city. So it's definitely an experience every winter that I have to work.
Yeah, I bet. Are those things four-wheel drive?
They are, but they still slide. I promise you, you would think you're in a regular car when you're driving an ambulance in the snow.
That is so crazy. Sherika, what would you say somebody listening if they're like, oh, I've got an extra $20 in my pocket, but do I want to give it to Backstoppers? What would you say?
I always refer back to my story. I was 7 years old. I lost my mom. I didn't know my right from my left. I didn't know anything that was going on. And as I've gotten older, and I'm actually in this field, I know as far as funeral expenses, any outstanding balance my mother had at 7 years old, there's nothing I can do about that. And nobody expects to just, you know, up and pass away today or tomorrow. So I would say that they are truly an organization that do exactly what they say that they're going to do with no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They always put their best foot forward, and they truly work hard for every family that they have.
Well, I know your mom made a lasting impression on you and many others, and it seems like you're doing the exact same thing. Sherika, thank you so much for joining us, and keep up the great work out there saving lives day in and day out.
Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. If you guys want to make a donation, it's as easy as going to our website, ktrs.com. There's a slider. It says Backstoppers Radiothon. Click on that. Put in the amount that you want to donate, and it's a win-win, because I can tell you, you're going to feel absolutely great about it as well, because you're doing a really good thing. You just heard it from Sherika.